silence for the Sheriff of Nottingham and the Chairman of the local Nottingham Speakers Corner Committee, Mr. Tim Redmond. God save the Queen.
Hello everybody, it's actually Tim Desmond, but never mind. Welcome to the launch of the Speaker's Corner. It is the first Speaker's Corner in 150 years outside London, and I think it pretty much leads the way with the prospect of more Speaker's Corners going on throughout the country. Nottingham has been chosen especially because of its history of free speech. Just over there, you can't see him yet, but there'll be Brian Clough where we're having the statue. And it's very fitting, I think, that the Speaker's Corner will be just down from there. And it won't be for the vast amount actually quoted in the Evening Post. I think it's something like 600,000. It won't be anything like that. Today, already, we've heard a lot of free speech going on, and I'm sure that will continue for the rest of today. And it's wonderful to see the Market Square used for this. As I said, it follows in a strong tradition of free speech, with the Reform Bill rioters, the Chartists, they all had their say, let alone the literary leaders such as D.H. Lawrence and Byron. This is the brainchild of Peter Bradley, and I'd like to introduce him, who is director of the Speaker's Corner Trust. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. And when I woke up this morning, I wondered whether it was going to be raining or just cloudy, and the sun is shining on Nottingham, and Nottingham deserves it. And I just wanted to say a few words first of thank you to the people of Nottingham who I've been working with now for 8 months on this, and the welcome that we've had, the enthusiasm, the warmth, the goodwill, the energy has been terrific, and it's fully justified us choosing Nottingham for our pilot project for all the good reasons that Tim mentioned. I don't know what the technique is here. Close to the mic. I also want to thank everyone on the Nottingham Speakers Corner Committee for their commitment and their efforts that will be continuing long after the dust has settled on this launch, and particularly the City Council, because they've really put their shoulders to the wheel and have been extraordinarily helpful and positive and encouraging in creating this initiative. It's an independent initiative, it belongs to the people of Nottingham, but there are loads of people, and I'm not going to try to name them, who've been instrumental in making this happen. And I think it is a historic day for the reasons that Tim has mentioned. I hope it will be seen to be a good day, a great day perhaps in Nottingham's life, and it is the first Speaker's Corner anywhere in the country for 150 years. And you have to ask why that is, because freedom of speech is incredibly important to us, it's precious. It's a right that we've enjoyed for a long time, which millions of people around the world are still struggling for. And I say always that the rights and freedoms in democracies are like muscles. If you don't exercise them, they become weak and ineffectual. And so having a Speaker's Corner here in the heart of Nottingham will be, I hope... What is happening here to my freedom of speech?
Peter, yeah. Speak more into the mic.
Right, okay. I'll do my best. But we hope that when the Speaker's Corner is developed on King Street, it will be a powerful symbol of citizens' rights. We hope it will be a renewed focus for civic pride, but also a vital platform where people can come to express their views, exchange their ideas and opinions with their fellow citizens. Because in this day and age, it's increasingly important. We face some very challenging issues, whether it's in our neighbourhoods or in our community or even globally. They can't be left to politicians alone. We all have something to say, we all have something to contribute, and we need a much wider and more active public debate. And if we want our communities to be vital and strong, then we need to be talking to each other. And that's what Speaker's Corner is all about. Coming down the garden path, sharing your ideas and your opinions with other people, expressing your views as you have a right to do in this democracy. So I hope we're opening a new chapter in a long and proud history that Nottingham has for free thinking and pioneering ideas. And I hope too that we're setting an example for other towns and cities up and down the country to imitate. And I hope that, you know, as we've seen in the papers this morning, people are beginning to think about Nottingham in a different way already, and it's a very positive way. And so thank you for your hospitality and for your help. and good luck with Speaker's Corner. Some great things are going to be said in the coming years on that site up there and in the on the temporary site meanwhile. Thank you again.